Dear friends, we are writing to you from the inside of the New School Graduate Faculty Building on 65 Fifth Avenue. We are occupying it, right now, literally. Students of the New School University,
along with our partners from other universities and groups like NYU, Hunter College, City College of New York, CUNY Graduate Center, and Borough of Manhattan Community College, have organically risen up to demand the resignation of President Bob Kerry,
Executive Vice President James Murtha, and Board Member / Torturer Robert B. Millard. He multitasks. We have come together to prevent our study spaces from being flattened by corporate bulldozers, to have a say in who runs this school, to demand that the money we spend on this institution be used to facilitate the creation of a better society, not to build bigger buildings or invest in companies that make war.
We've come here not only to make demands, but also to live them. Our presence makes it clear that this school is ours and yours, if you are with us. The outside doors have been closed now, so we can't exactly invite you in. Sorry. We know you wanted a piece of the action, but we'll be around for quite some time.
Join us at 7 a.m. tomorrow when the doors open again, or come now to stand outside with a sign in solidarity. You are cordially invited to join us in any way you can. We are not going anywhere. In the meantime, check out our website, www.newschoolinexile.com.
We have all night to make things interesting, and the website will continue to be updated. Stay tuned for the musical pieces, doctoral dissertations, and creative finger paintings that seem to be the natural result of 150 students locked into a building together for a night.
We are here, making decisions collectively, doing teach-ins, listening to music, studying, singing. We've got an upright bassist, guitarist, and a vocalist. If anyone can volunteer a drum set, we'll be well on our way. We'll be here until this university changes, or until the party gets boring, but it doesn't seem likely that that will happen.
We're not going anywhere. We hope to see you soon. And if you really can't wait a few hours, what the hell? Occupy your own universities or workspaces. Come use your voice to declare loudly that this school and this world are yours. Come use your mind to think of a better world. Come use your body to create it, one all-nighter in the university cafeteria at a time. Come stand in solidarity with the students, faculty, and staff of this university.
Come to write letters of support to the people of the village of Tan Phong, whose parents were murdered by the current president of the New School during his service in Vietnam. Come join the struggle with the people of Iraq who are being tortured and killed by a company funded by this university and represented on the New School Board of Trustees.
Come here to join the uprising and outpouring of passionate resistance currently taking place all over this country and all over the world, from factory workers in Chicago to students in Greece. Come for yourself, come for us all. In solidarity, the New School in Exile.
This is Energy Now, playing the world back into radio.
This week on Anarchy Now, the new Students in Exile school occupation. Students attributed part of their inspiration to the riots in Greece, which are entering their third week. And if you think rioting's not going to change anything, I'd like to point out an article this week in the World News. In Greece, opinion polls showed that the opposition party, the Greek Socialist Party, is surging ahead in opinion polls over the governing conservative party in the middle of a state of public rage because of the way of dealing with the worst riots ever in Greece since many decades. In the meantime, anti-government riots are carrying on for the third week since police opened fire and killed a 15-year-old boy on December 6th. However, Greek citizens are still undecided whether the government should call to hold snap elections or not. I don't think the Greek citizens are undecided about anything. They've already created billions of euros in damage. Most of that damage done to multinational corporations and banking systems. Well, there's been some actions in the states as well. Solidarity actions have taken place in nearly every state since the Greek riots began. In fact, I'd like to dedicate that song that just played to the six comrades who were nabbed by pigs on the streets of Delmar in St. Louis just two nights ago. Direct action has been taking many forms these days. We're going to talk later about the Bureau of Land Management in Utah and how one student's decision to stop the corporate powers from buying all of the land had a major effect on the way things are being run. Or should I say, things are being destroyed.
This is not their land. It's our land. These are public lands. And the BLM is supposed to be protecting those lands on our behalf. Now, once these lands are taken away, they're gone. And gone doesn't come back. So I feel pretty strongly that we have to do everything. It isn't a question of trying to talk to them. Forget that. That doesn't work. They've been trashing the environment ever since they came in, almost like they had a duty to do so. But when they trash our lands and not theirs and claim it's their prerogative, that something's pretty criminal. So I say stop it. Enough is enough.
Now normally we wouldn't care what rich actors like Robert Redford have to say, but when somebody says something like that, I wish there was a fucking Oscar for awesomeness. Sounds to me like Robert Redford's pushing for some form of direct action. Well, I don't know if he's a Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid fan, but...
One student in Salt Lake City attempted to block the sale by disrupting the auction itself. 27-year-old Tim DeChristopher posed as a potential bidder and bid hundreds of thousands of dollars on parcels of the land, driving up prices and winning some 22,000 acres for himself without any intention of paying for them. The Bureau of Land Management must now wait over a month before it can auction off these properties, but by then the Bureau will no longer be run by the Bush administration.
Would it also be safe to assume that by then all of the trucks that could be used to destroy this land might be rendered useless?
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
The wealthiest coal plant in Tennessee took a big shit on the surrounding areas. Over 5.4 million cubic yards and more than a billion gallons of toxic sludge, enough to fill 1,660 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Reports for years have been coming out of the EPA, the Environmental Procrastinators Agency, on the toxicity produced by this coal ash. But the cowards at the EPA backed down after pressure from big business and the Clinton administration. Many of the officials from the Clinton regime are also on criminal-elect Obama's cabinet. Change we can believe in?
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer, being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that.
I believe in global warming. It is true that the planet's getting warmer, and we
it's
have to deal with
easy,
it. But this is
green.
America. We figured out how to put a man on the moon
in
10 years. You can't
so
tell me we can't figure out
things.
How to burn coal that we mine right here in the United States of America
over.
And make it work.
Because you're not
we can
standing
do that.
Out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky.
You know, this culture is so wretched, and so many people are so very, very
but
unhappy.
Green's the color
and they want this nightmare to end, and they don't recognize that.
And green can be cool. And
that the death that they
like.
Want is a cultural death and is a spiritual and metaphorical death.
And green
and so,
can be big,
especially because within this culture,
like a mountain,
you know, the spirit
or
is
like a river,
separated from
or
the earth
like
and from the flesh,
tree.
And so. You know, you can't have this transformation that simply occurs in your body. And so they make lots of depleted uranium. And they kill the world in all physical reality as opposed to that spiritual transformation. And so I think that, that actually accounts for a lot of the passivity and a lot of the denial and also a lot of the reason for the destruction.
And it'll do fine. It's beautiful. And I think it's what I wanna be.
You tell him, Derek. But right now, Anarchy Now's resistance report from all around the world. In Utah, Tim DeChristopher, an economics student at the University of Utah, disrupted a land grab sale by President Bush and his cronies attempting to get rid of all public lands in Utah for the purpose of drilling. The student said he was sick and tired of waiting for someone to do something, always waiting around for the leader to pop out until he realized that he is that someone to do something.
In my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri, a march against police brutality, featuring chants of, from St. Louis to Greece, fuck the police, was interrupted by, you guessed it, police brutality. Though the numbers were few, Commerce Bank on Del Mar does have one less window now.
In Tempe, Arizona, a group of Santa Clauses delivered a big fat gift to all the local residents by gift wrapping all of the surveillance cameras at the traffic stops. It's beginning to look a lot like Orwell, everywhere you go.
The Palestinian resistance has issued a general call for an all-out response to the Israeli massacre of Gaza, which killed more than 200 people, including children, on the streets coming home from school.
And finally, protests are occurring over a Facebook ban on breastfeeding photos. I suppose if you took the baby out and put a Gap sweater over those big old titties, Facebook wouldn't mind one bit.
For more resistance reports from the front lines, check out indiemedia.org. As always, this information was pirated from Democracy Now!, stolen from the corporate media, and some of it's just plain made up.
So from Franklin House Studios, this is Rabble Rouser.
Reverend Dr. Mason Bilderberg.
See you for Franklin!
Reminding you to fuck shit up
and do all for love.
Revolution without dancing is a revolution not worth having.